91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a show where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come to the radio station. We sit for a while and we talk about what they're working on in school. We talk to them about their future and even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Rosalyn Curry. Welcome.
Hello.
Rosalyn, what do you do?
I'm a senior at the U of A majoring in biology and minoring in biochemistry. And I work in a lab, Dr. William Montfort's lab, in the biochemistry department.
What kind of stuff happens in the biochemistry lab?
Right now we're trying to observe the structure and function of the protein SGC, which stands for soluble guanylyl cyclase. What it is the primary receptor for nitric oxide in the body. What that means is that it plays a key role in functions of blood pressure regulation, wound healing, and memory formation. Since it's involved in so many processes, it's become of major interest to a lot of pharmaceutical companies that are looking to regulate these processes, such as like blood pressure regulation. If you can turn on and off this protein, you'd have a mechanism for helping to control like high blood pressure.
Sure, but if you're going to turn the protein off, it's probably helpful to know all the things it's doing.
Exactly.
So SGC is kind of a power player there. It does a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a really evolutionary conserved protein. What I'm actually working on is protein crystallization. So what we do is we grow the protein using E. coli, and then we isolate the protein using filtration and other processes to get to this purified state that we can try to crystallize. What you can do then is use a laser to shine at these crystals, and it creates a light diffraction pattern that you can use to solve the structure of the protein. But then you can like use it to figure out where certain atoms that have certain light signatures, and then you can put that all together and get an actual structure all the way down to the atom level.
That is a scientific laser light show.
And then from that, it's kind of the idea of structure gives you an idea about the function of something.
Mm-hmm. If the protein was a house, you're trying to take a picture of the architecture so that you can see where's the kitchen, where's the bathroom kind of thing, right?
Exactly. That's a great way to think of it. So if we know how it works, we can more efficiently make the drugs that could help control these processes that it's involved in.
Blood pressure, memory. What was the other one?
Wound healing.
Wow.
It can go all the way down to like supplying blood to tumors. You can even get all the way down to maybe like shrinking tumors or preventing its growth if you can figure out how the protein works. That's why it's like being targeted by so many pharmaceutical companies.
And what do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I plan to stay at the university and pursue a master's in cellular and molecular biology and actually stay in that lab and continue this project.
It sounds like the key to everything or lots of things.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's just like, oh, what about your cancer? Like, oh my gosh.
Do you ever listen to music?
Of course I do. I would say most I listen to late 90s, early 2000s hip-hop and R&B. I remember that's the type of music that my mom would play when she was cleaning the house on the weekends when I was little. So there's kind of a lot of memories tied in with that particular genre. And it's just great to bump to and dance.
Brings you back to a happy place or time.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming down to KXCI.
Thanks for having me.